Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Good morning, Prof.
Hey, good morning, Darren, Kerry and Sky. And
good morning.
Thank you for joining us, Prof. Okay, I'm going to go straight into the questions that have been sent through to us. Good morning, Professor. What's going on with the massive spike in infections in the UK? Is the vaccine not working, or is this a pandemic of the unvaccinated?
Okay, thank you, Darren. That's a very important question. Yeah. And the main reason for that, yeah, is that the UK took a very risk approach. Yeah. It's what we call vaccine only. Yeah. Whereas other countries like South Africa and most of the European Union, including France and Germany, Italy, Portugal, they took the approach vaccine plus. What it means? It means that you use vaccination plus masks and plus you try to keep some social distance and avoiding very large crowds. Yeah. So the UK ditched all of that and they threw all of the resources on the vaccine only. So for example, in the UK now you don't have to use a mask. You have seen big football gathering and so on. Yeah. And that is causing a massive amount of spike of infections. Just to get an idea, yesterday the UK got close to 45,000 infections, yeah, with a positivity rate of around 2 to 3%, what it means. That's the number of tests that's positive. Yeah. In South Africa, we got 300 infections with a positivity rate of 1%, yeah. So the size of the epidemic there is much, much bigger, even that they are testing a lot, yeah. And that begins to cause trouble to the UK, not only from like people increasing in much lower levels than if they didn't have the vaccine of hospitalization and death, but also putting massive pressure, for example, children going to school. A lot of time people have to isolate, yeah. And business, you may have seen the pictures of shelves empty, yeah. So it's something that they're going to have to relook in the next few weeks because they are getting a lot of pressure, especially from the European neighbors.
And then, Prof, a question coming in for you saying, at this stage, does the data suggest that we are heading into a fourth wave for December or maybe even earlier?
Okay, thank you, Kerry. Yeah, what the data show at the moment, yeah, is that we are at a valley, very, very, very low level of infections, yeah, and also very low positivity rate. So our low level of infections, not because we are not testing, is because it seemed to be real, yeah. In relationship to the fourth wave, yeah, it is something that's very difficult to predict, yeah. Some of the other scientists and many of my colleagues, some of my good colleagues, yeah, they are predicting around December and January, but something that's difficult to predict. Yeah. Why they are predicting around December and January? Yeah. One is because would be a similar time lags between waves as the first, second and third, if you count the time of this plateau to a wave. And also because we know that in December and January, we increase a lot our mobility and our social interactions. And that's why it's so crucial that we keep increase vaccinations, yeah? And that we also don't throw all the resources on the vaccines because it's out pockets of unvaccinated. And we still take serious the gathering and also the mask use.
We haven't heard of new variants in a while. Have the mutations just stopped or are there no new variants of concern or interest? What's going on with that?
thank you. Thank you, Darren. Again, really important question. And that highlights one of the big effects of vaccines. Because when you start having large number of populations vaccinated, even if people get infected, what we call breakthrough infection, which lasts much shorter and give much less chance to the virus to evolve. Yeah. So at the moment, the whole world, it is dominated by the Delta variant. Yeah. What we have seen, for example, in the UK, as I mentioned, they have lost control a lot of the transmission there. It's a small Delta cluster. What it means is a sublineage of the Delta that's called AY.4.2, quite complicated, yeah. And that one, it seems to be slightly growing in prevalence, yeah. but not very different from the Delta. And at the moment, the most reliable data point that maybe is around 10% more transmissible than Delta. But still early days, yeah. That variant in South Africa has been detected at extremely low levels. We are talking between 1 to 6 genomes of like 25,000 genomes, yeah. And we have no sign that this variant is being transmitted and growing in South Africa. And at the moment, it's early to say if that's the case in the UK. So far, good news on the variant world. And let's hope we keep that. But if a new variant is detected, I'm sure that they're going to mention to you guys here on Wednesday in East Coast Radio.
Mixlab will probably be the first to discover it in the world as well. And thank you for all of your work in the last 19 months.
Prof, we got a message from Hillcrest. I've received my 2 Pfizer jabs. I'm going to be overseas for about 2 to 3 months. Can I have my Pfizer booster there? And if so, will it be recognized here in other countries? Will I be able to update my certificate?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, thanks, Sky. Very good question. And coming from where both of us live in Hillcrest, it's even better. Yeah. And the answer to that, it is that if you have received the 2 jabs of the Pfizer, you are considered fully vaccinated everywhere in the world, and mm-hmm. you're going to have a QR code that's going to be valid everywhere in the world. Yeah.
Yes.
If you decided and you are allowed to have a booster shot, yeah, you do not need to redo your certificate because you are already considered to be fully vaccinated. Yeah. And at the moment, the booster shots, it is being earmarked for people that have, for example, immune deficiency. For example, people in long-term cancer therapy or very advanced age or something that is not like would fit a normal health person. For a normal health person, if you had been double jabbed, especially with the Pfizer, that's a very good vaccine. You mm-hmm. potentially do not need a third dose at the moment.
Fantastic. Great news. Professor Tulio de Oliveira from CRISPR at UKZN, thank you so much.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.